30-point buck.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Good to be back. Spent a little time on the Bourbon Trail last week, and Barbecue Bob, and thank you, Conrad, for sitting in for me. But it's good to be back. And as luck would have it, Barbecue Bob is out today. So I've got my partner in crime, the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson. Thanks
good
for sitting
morning.
In.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah, really good morning. And we're going to have a little fun today, as I affectionately call Chaz the baritone of beer. We're going to talk beer pretty much the entire show because I think craft beer is hit its maturity. We don't see hundreds of new breweries popping up, but there's a lot of them in the market still.
You know, and Randy, you and I were talking this week when we had dinner. It's time to plan summer.
Right.
Where are we going? What are we doing? What are we drinking?
Right. And that'll be a lot of fun because we're going to go up north and find some of these breweries for you. So we'll give you some insight into some of the great breweries that are much more north of here than the ones around town.
And one's not north of here, but he's fits in the program.
Okay. Very good. Very
but
good.
You know, it's also Beer Fest time coming up.
Is it?
There are Beer Fests coming like every month. They got a couple of them coming up. In April, we're kicking off in Lansing with Beer Fest at the ballpark.
Oh, cool. At their
right there,
baseball park.
Lugnuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those that the weather, you never know. I've been there and it's been shorts weather, and I've been there when it's ice weather. So you come prepared to be able to, rain or shine, they party on.
Right.
And you work your way around the concourse and out in that front area and stuff. Sometimes they let us down on the field, and it's a good time.
So when you go to one of those, do these festivals draw brewers in from all over the state, or do they tend to be just the local brewers from the area for those
festivals?
Well,
it depends on the festival. You know, the brewers at the ballpark, the Beer Fest at the ballpark, that one's a little more regional around central Michigan because it's Lansing, and I think they get 60, 70 brewers maybe in there. But then, you know, you get into the Brewers Guild festivals, which in May the 13th is Traverse City at the Pitt Spitters Stadium up there.
Okay,
Turtle Creek.
Right. So these things go well at a baseball stadium.
Baseball stadiums, we found out that they don't have a lot of use in that time of the year.
Right.
So like in February, there's nothing going on in Grand Rapids, so we use the ballpark.
Well, great parking, restroom facilities are all taken care of, lots of space usually.
Nice company looking to make a little extra money in the offseason.
Right. Right.
And so you get up there at TC, it's going to be over 100 breweries.
Really?
And they're going to come from all over the state. And we got another new one coming into Grand Rapids, the Beer and Donuts at White Caps. It's going to be on May 6th. Now, I don't know. I've never been to that one, but I'm kind of interested to check that one out.
Yeah, Beer and Donuts. That'll be an interesting to see what they pair donuts with, which beers.
Yeah. Right? I've just been reading about it, but I'm thinking I'm going to go down and check that one out.
Yeah.
Then one of the oldest festivals in the state is the World Expo of Beer over in Frankenmuth.
Right.
And that one comes in May 19th and 20th.
Okay.
And that one really is beers from all over the world. They bring them in. There's a lot of craziness going on over there. You can drink all kinds of different styles. It's, you know, big names from Germany. You got names from Japan. You got Michigan brewers. You got all over the U.S. brewers. It's a world expo.
Wow.
And, you know, and if mama needs a trip to Bonner's,
right?
You can always sneak that in there, too.
Chicken dinner and beer always goes good together, right?
And the one you definitely always have to put on the calendar is the big summer beer fest by the Brewers Guild.
Okay.
I mean, we're probably going to be 120 breweries this year, and I would guess well over 1,000 different beers.
Where is that one held?
Ypsilanti.
Okay.
And that one's going to be the end of July 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
It's a two-day fest. Some people need 2 days to get in and absorb all that.
Right.
But one of the great things about these beer fests, Randy, is that you go in and there's 3-ounce samples most of these places. So you get to try all these different beers without having to commit to a six-pack.
Right. And I think that's key. That's one of the best things about these festivals is that we've talked about this in the past, is that it's overwhelming. When you walk into a store that has a great selection of microbrewed beers, there's just a ton of pretty labels. And that's about where it stops. And you got to stop and read them. What style of beer are we having? What's the ABV? What's the IBUs? I mean, you know, you're doing all of that stuff.
Even the places that let you mix and match a six-pack,
right?
You're committing to a 16 or 22-ounce package sometimes. Right. And
like $20.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the microbrews aren't cheap for a good reason.
So unless you've got your book club
right.
that gets together and everybody brings a bottle or something,
right.
it can be a bit offsetting to try new beers.
Right.
So these beer festivals are a great time. Everybody seems to be using them as an excuse to dress up, too.
Yeah.
we saw at Winter Beer Fest a lot of wild costumes.
Yeah.
And then, the spring, you're going to get more of the people just dressing for the weather.
Right.
But then it comes summer. You never know if you got bikinis or you got sweatshirts. You never know. It's Michigan.
Right, right.
And all kinds of craziness. Costumes, you name it. People making their big necklaces with their snacks on them.
Right.
Pretzels and meat sticks and everything. It is a people-watching show on top of getting to sample beers from all over the place without having to drive between each one or sit there and stand in the store and
right.
just stare at it.
Yeah, a great place to plan your Uber on the back end of the festival because they're only 3-ounce pours, but you add up 30 of them, you drink 90 ounces of beer. Right, so just be careful with that. But so, tell me, what's it cost to get into these things? I mean,
you're
probably
in the
varies.
50-60 buck range.
Okay, and
but
what
I mean,
do you get for that?
That's a day's entertainment,
right?
And then they usually throw you about 15 samples, but you can go buy more samples, like 50 cents a piece or something cheap,
right?
You got to pay for the Port-a-Johns. You got to pay for the band. Most of them are going to have a band. So it is a day's entertainment. And you get 2-3 buddies together, find that kid that can drive but not drink to
right.
drive you over there. Or
right.
maybe mama's not into the beer scene. She'll drop you off and pick your butts up
right.
afterwards. Be safe about it. But, man, what a great day to get out there and enjoy one of the bounties of Michigan that not everybody thinks about.
Right. And all of them are in locations where there's plenty of lodging
there's
around.
Lodging,
so if you make a weekend of
do.
It. Yeah, they're all on weekends, so it's something to get away. And, if you go to the beer fest one day and you're in a town somewhere, there's bound to be some breweries around.
Yeah, breweries and shopping and
right.
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so just a great way to spend a spring, summer, or fall weekend now and plan ahead. So what we're going to do is bounce around to 2 or 3 of these breweries and tell you a little bit more about them. They're friends of Chaz's that Chaz, you've been in the beer business a long time. I know you're not full-time anymore, but you're still on the periphery. I mean, you work with all of these festivals.
I work with a lot of festivals and some breweries and stuff.
Yep.
And a lot of great guys out there and girls doing great work and want to share their craft. And so when you ask, I said, let's do up north because you and I were just talking about planning a vacation.
Right. Yep. I mean, it's this time, if you're going to go up north, especially into the UP, There's about a 6-week period where it's really nice up there, and everybody downstate knows this. All us flatlanders are like, well, I want to go up in the last couple of weeks of July and about the first 2-3 weeks of August. Yeah, that's when you might be able to get warm enough
and us
to get in the
know
water.
That's black fly season.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So there's that, right? I mean, the flatlanders bring
well,
it
let's
with
call
them.
These guys up in the next one.
All right. So coming up next, we're going to go to Sheboygan Brewing Company in downtown Sheboygan. We're going to talk with a guy named Phil Davey. And Phil, is he the brewer? Is he
no,
the
he's
proprietor?
One of the, he's one of the evangelists.
Oh, okay.
He's a wild man. I tried to get the brewer, but he's busy today.
Yeah, well, it's the weekend.
I think there's some construction going on up there.
Oh, well, we'll learn about that because it's always cool to go up and see new breweries and what they're doing in tap rooms and production facilities and all of that. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM all over this wide state. And we appreciate you tuning in. Once again, Barbecue Bob is planning a wedding reception for his kids. Actually, he's cooking for it. So here I sit with Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer, and we're going to be calling Sheboygan Brewery. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tack, just off US 131, exit 76, or shop online at millbrooktack.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the
party. Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Barbecue Bob is doing a little cooking for his son's wedding reception today. So sitting with me is the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson. Chaz, welcome, man.
Hey, man. It's time to talk about some cold ones in the summer.
All right. Well, let's do that.
It's time to plan it out.
All right. Who we got on the live line right now?
Well, we got my buddy Phil from Sheboygan Brewing way up north.
Right.
In the Lower Peninsula. And Phil, how you doing today?
You know what? I couldn't be better, man. On the radio with two great guys talking about beer and food. You kidding me?
Hey.
Yeah.
I when Randy asked, I says, up north, guys. I'm like, Sheboygan's got to be in there. Because you guys are, you know, one of the great ones doing cans. And we were talking the other night that can beer in Michigan really fits in with our lifestyle.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, that bottle doesn't always go in the boat.
Right. Or around the pool, sure, if you have one. Or in the ATV as it's bouncing around. you know, all of those things, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we positioned ourselves quite well with the whole package release, and you know, it's a good percentage of our business right now, and you know, getting in the chains was really key for us, the Blood Orange Honey and the Blueberry and the Lighthouse, and it's been my job, full-time job, just to keep up with that.
Man, it's great. I've been enjoying your beers for years, and our mutual buddy Brian over there running your brew program, he's great with his crew. But
I'll tell you what, we are lucky to have him, man.
Oh yeah, he's a special character. Where around Grand Rapids can somebody pick up Sheboygan? I know you got two or three places on top of your head.
Well, you know, I mean, just to allude to what I had said prior, any of the chains, Meijer, Kroger, D&W, all those have them, and a very large percentage of your independent locations also have it as well. If we're talking on-premise, Vitali's, you know, all the spots you would expect a good craft beer offering.
Awesome.
Good chance that we're going to be there. Now, to take the guesswork out of it, if you want to go to SheboyganBrewing.com, there's a beer finder tab.
There we go.
Put in the beer you're looking for, the area code you're in, and the radius, and it'll let you know exactly where to find some good Sheboygan.
That's
and
awesome.
Then you tap the screen, and it drives you right there. Huh? Yeah.
It stops right there unless you're driving a Tesla, but who wants one of those?
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, it's great. And you guys got those really distinct 16-ounce cans, bright packaging. I love it. They look good in the cooler.
That was part of an effort a couple of years ago to rebrand. You know, we've always been kind of known about, notice your father's northern brewery, and we kind of wanted to rebrand that. No disrespect to the fathers, but we wanted something a little younger, a little more approachable, a little more friendly, whimsical, fun. We make fun juice, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So let's put that on the package, and we think it really resonated with the people, and we started really selling some beer after that effort.
So that's pretty amazing to me, Phil, that a packaging and not the beer itself made a difference like that. Obviously, the beer inside the can is fantastic. But this is – Chaz and I, we had dinner this week. We were planning the show here. And we were talking about, you know, the industry is kind of maturing a little bit. You don't see pop-ups, you know, 40 a year anymore. But it's the guys like you that have figured it out that are just chugging along and putting out great beer and now distributing it where a lot of people can find it. And I just find that fascinating that a new label really gave you a jump in sales.
Well, I think it's a lot of it's the pun intended
on chugging along. But, yeah, that's definitely what we've done. We seem to have struck a chord and positioned ourselves quite well in the market with that effort. And like you said, it's a combination between great packaging, eye-catching packaging on the outside, an amazing beer on the inside. And I think we're there.
The eye candy on the labels that gets it off the shelf and gets it to their mouth. That's a great
point. Well, it's the imagery, right? I mean, yeah. Our Blood Orange Honey obviously is our most popular beer. We've got a camper and little campsite scene there. We want to kind of transport people from downstate to remembering the last time they were upstairs, you know, or up north camping. And then we have on the blueberry cream in. We've got a sailboat on there for the people that love to do that. It just kind of harkens back to the last time somebody was sitting up north doing whatever they're doing, their favorite thing, and sipping on a cold Sheboygan brew.
So, oh, yeah. So I just heard you mention two fruit-infused beers, didn't I?
Yeah. We're kind of known as the fruit company. You know, the fruit beer company, we did strike a chord with the Blood Orange Honey a few years back, and then the blueberry. And then we had a cherry stout that really did well. Our cherry stout did amazing for us. And then, you know, we did a contract beer for the Turtle Creek Stadium here in Traverse City, where the Cherry Pit Spitters play. We made a cherry blonde that's going to be launching this season as well. So, you know, I might as well show up to these festivals with a big cornucopia on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that guy. I know where he's from. Yeah
sounds awesome. Now, Phil, a little bit about those people that are lucky enough to get up to Sheboygan. The tap room is, like, basically right downtown, right?
Yeah, buddy. We're at 101 North Main, right downtown, right next to the Dairy Queen.
You can't miss it then.
Dairy Queen used to be the spot. Now we're kind of the epicenter of town.
101 Main. Yeah,
yeah, you can't get much better than that.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't get any more downtown than that, does it?
Right. So tell me about the tap room. Somebody walks in. How many tap handles are they going to find? Is there food available? Give us a rundown.
Okay, so there's always going to be eight frosty cold beers pouring at the tap room at the brew pub. There is no food available. We like to leave the food up to our neighbors and suppliers locally that make amazing food. You can bring food in. You can order pizza. You can have food delivered in. And then once you're there during the winter months, you've got this beautiful oak-trimmed tap room with our beer lists on the wall. And we've just dumped well over $1 million into the renovation of the building.
Wow.
So you're going to see fresh, clean, very welcoming sort of an environment. On the outside, we've got a legitimate beer garden with fireplaces and an overhead. We've got a rooftop bar. We can kick back in an Adirondack chair and check out downtown and sip an amazing cold beer.
Holy cow. I want to fire up the ride and get up there.
Yeah, Randy's been talking
Let's
about
go.
Heading
I'll
that direction.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, a $1 million renovation, and you had something when you started, so this has got to be a great place.
Yeah, we really wanted to kind of bring people in and keep them there, right? And I mean, you know, if they're there, they're drinking our beer and they're having a good time, and that's what we're doing here.
Right.
Awesome. Well, hey, Phil, thanks so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here and sharing SheboyganBrewing.com. And you probably got the Facebook and the whole other bit.
We got all of it.
So people can reach out and check it out.
And especially
yeah,
if you're headed north.
If you're up north, stop on in.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself a cold, frosty Sheboygan beer.
Right. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, Phil.
All right, brothers. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jop, I know you were talking about heading up north and planning your vacation.
Right.
I think Sheboygan might be a stop for you guys.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's an easy little turn when you're headed up to the UP just to take a little jaunt to the east a bit and right by the bridge there, and you're at Sheboygan Brewing. And I tell you what, sit on that rooftop in an Adirondack chair. That sounds like something I want to do.
Yeah, and for some of our friends listening down in the Kalamazoo area or a little further south, maybe it's a halfway.
Yeah.
You know, halfway to the, you know, getting up to the destination.
Yeah, yeah, cool. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to go to Cognition Brewing Company in Ispraming. We're going to cross the Mighty Mac and drink a little beer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is out working his tail off, doing some food for his son's wedding reception. So joining me is the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson. And, you know, there's no better subject when you got Chaz in the studio than to run around the state and talk to some brewers, right?
Oh, we got to talk beer and camping and up north.
Right. Right. So who we got on the live line?
We got Jay Clancy from Cognition. And if you don't know about Cognition, that means you haven't been to Ispraming.
Right.
Now, if you got to get out your hands, you're going to use the other hand because we crossed the bridge and we went up north.
Right. Somewhere near your thumb.
We're out past Marquette here. We're how do you say to get there, Jay?
15 miles past west of Marquette on US 41.
Yeah, you can't get lost. It's the biggest road up there.
Right. Right.
And then when you get to Ishmaming, just turn downtown, wander around. You'll find it where all the cars are parked.
Right.
Absolutely.
The snowmobiles.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, Jay, how much snow did you guys get this year?
Well, I'll tell you what. Our snowmobile season is still going strong. It's usually over by now. I've got more snow at my house right now than I've ever had in the last 3 years. So.
Yeah, I saw and heard from several people that you had to take a couple of days off from the brewery because you couldn't get it shoveled out in time.
That's actually true. We've closed down more this year, and it seems to have happened around the holidays on our busiest days, too. So, whatever.
So 200 inches, is that what we're hearing for this year?
Yeah, the Marquette area is over 200. Of course, so you get up to the copper country up to Calumet, they're at the usual over 300. But, wow. We're over 200 now.
Wow. That's how much you got right now on the ground?
About 3 feet.
Wow. Yeah. Good sledding. Yeah.
Good sledding.
Yeah.
Yeah, good trails.
Can you get back into camp?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Some things are never too hard.
No, Cognition is one of those great little breweries that you go to and you feel like you're at home. You feel like you're in somebody's basement because you guys are kind of in the basement underneath the hotel there, right?
Yeah, we're down in the lower level of the hotel, and our brewery is actually totally underground in the old boiler room.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an awesome place.
So you save money on chillers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jay, what's on tap this time of the year?
We've got some of our usual favorites, and we're starting to hit the kettle sours a little harder again, and we just can't keep them in stock. They go so fast. So, we got, you know, of course, we'll have our Oblivion Milk Stout and our Bloody Scream, Blood Orange Cream Ale, and our Gnome Wrecker, which is our flagship beer, which is a Belgian-style pale. So those will always be there, but we throw a bunch of unusual other things on. And, of course, once the snow starts to go, then we can start foraging in the woods and come up with some really exotic beers using foraged ingredients from the woods. So, good stuff coming.
Oh, good. You know, with the thaw coming, a lot of people are planning to get up north and do some camping and stuff. And, you know, even if they can't find Ishpeming, you keep telling me you're going to get that Marquette location open. What's the timeline?
It's getting really close now. Haven't made anything public yet, but we're trying to get ready. Well, it'll be the first, before mid-May for sure.
Oh, that's right around the corner. Possibly. Oh, yeah.
The NMU graduation weekend is the first weekend in May, so there's a chance we might be able to be open for that insanity, but
yeah.
We're working hard on it. Of course, I'm on vacation in Kentucky right now. As soon as I get back, no more vacations for me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what are you doing in Kentucky? I was there last weekend, and we went to a few distilleries. Have you made any of those?
I have not, but we did drive down to Bardstown, the home of bourbon, and the bourbon capital of the world, they call it, and found a really, really nice little brewery down there called Scout and Scholar.
Yep.
Had a great meal and some really good beers just last night. So
good for you. So,
now, Jay, with your heritage and obviously your accent that people probably have picked up on, you make a couple of those Sotties, the Finnish beers.
Sotti.
I love those things.
Oh.
Explain what those are, Jay, because I'm unfamiliar.
It's a traditional Finnish beer that actually in Finland started out as something that they made. They actually brewed it in a hollowed-out popple log, poplar aspen tree, or birch log. But anyway, it's heavy on the juniper, and my head brewer, Chris, also a Thompson, actually wasn't satisfied with just getting juniper extract, and he also was not satisfied with going into the woods and taking any old juniper he could find. He had to go back and find the exact right genus strain of juniper. He found a small patch of it, and it's kind of a secret. We drop him off in the middle of the night on the side of the road and pick him up in the morning. And he comes out with a bag of his juniper. And we don't cook it in a tree log, but we do at the end of the process run it through a popple log that's stuffed with juniper branches. So we try to make it as traditionally as possible.
Yeah, and Finland was a little short on their hop growing season, so juniper and a lot of those other things worked their way into some of those northern culture in Europe beers
because it was everywhere. Yeah,
and it's awesome when we hear that somebody's doing something so old school and
creative,
well, yeah. Magical, yep.
Right? Yeah,
yeah, it's a fantastic beer, and then we come up with our Black Mass. Quarter shortly after that, which includes chaga mushrooms, the super hard very medicinal mushrooms that grow on the side of birch trees, as well as spruce tips. And we gather all of our spruce tips along the same road from the same family of spruce trees, and we get them at just the right time. And
Jay, I might have to bring the side by side up and join you for that.
Right.
Get on the road.
Yeah. Well, Jay, hey, thanks for taking the time. And what's the website?
We're just about to come out with a new website. It's a funny story. The new brewery in Marquette, it's still going to be Cognition Brewery, but it's going to be in Norwegian with a K, Cognition Bryggeri, a Norwegian word for brewery. So you'll be able to find it under that. Yeah, website's still in development, but got to be out there in the next couple of weeks. So just keep searching. You'll find us soon.
All right. Well, everybody ought to take a vacation up north. And if you get as far west as Ishpeming, well, if you get as far west as Marquette, keep on going another 15 miles out to Cognition.
If you find us in Marquette, we'll tell you how to get to Ishpeming.
Yeah. I bet they got a map they're going to put up.
Yeah. I bet you they do.
Says take 41.
Right, yeah, just an arrow with the word Cognition on it. They'll
yeah,
find
that's
it.
Great.
Right.
Well, hey, thanks for taking the time today, Jay. Enjoy your vacation. When you get back up north, I bet you got some snow to shovel.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Not so much.
All right, well, we'll see you soon, buddy.
Okay, Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right.
So the guy takes time off his vacation to give us a call. He's down in Louisville, or in Kentucky. I was last week. We're going to cover that in a bunker a little bit, and some of the things I learned about bourbon. This is a beer show, so we're not going to do that. But so does Cognition just have a tap room? Or
Cognition has a tap room. They're on a few places on draft around. They do a little bit of in-house canning, so you can pick up some beer to go
right
there at their place. But or you get your growler filled, which, you know, is one of the great traditions of brewing in Michigan.
Right.
Is fill that growler up and have a story to go behind it. And I'll tell you, if you set at Cognition, it's a beautiful, beautiful small tap room. But the stories you're going to hear from old Youpers, travelers, Jay himself or the bartenders, it's just absolutely awesome. And I wanted to talk to Jay about those unique beers that he makes.
Right.
Nobody else is making juniper and spruce tip beer and things like that.
I never even knew it existed. So
it was stuff I experimented with quite often, and a lot of homebrewers have. But he's making a business out of it.
Right.
And his kettle sours are spot on for the people that love those sours.
Right. All right. Well, hey, we're going to continue down the beer trail here, and we're going to hook up with another brewer on the next segment. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.